Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, beloved gods and goddesses. What a wondrous, glorious, and loving day it is. This is Jane Quasar and Sarah Zaria. And also, we will be having Dr. Tom come in and talk with us really quickly soon. Soon meaning like in about the next 5 minutes or so. And also, our very special guest for today will be, first off, we will be speaking with Dr. Dan after Dr. Tom. And then on our very special call with Q again, we'll begin at about 11 o'clock. With Q and Zara doing a Q&A with both of them. So hang on to your hats. It's going to be quite a show. So thank you for all of you for being here today. It is really another stupendous, wonderful call that we can all be together and to be able to be for education as well as enlightenment and awakening. All right, so let's go ahead and get started with our call. Let's go ahead and bring in Zaria, and I know that she's ready. All right, hopefully that Q, of course they are, right? Q and Zara are always ready. So let's go ahead and bring Zaria in. All righty, there we go. Phones are working. So that's good. No interruptions. All right. Let's go ahead and try that again. Hold on a second.
Hi. Thanks for calling. The person you're trying to reach isn't available right now.
No, we were not expecting that. All right. Oh, the other thing I want to mention to everyone also is that the first part of our show is going to be with Dr. Dan. And if you have any questions, this is the time to be able to raise your hands for any questions that you may have regarding any of the products. He will only be with us for about a half an hour. We will have another call with him sometime this week so we can talk more in depth about any other questions or of the products that you may have. All right, and then after that will be our big, big call also with Zora and Q. So just go ahead. It's going to be one question per person. And so find that question. And we know how Zora usually answers his questions very, very briefly. And we also know that Q usually expounds further on a particular question. And that may be a question that I may pose for both of them. So depending on who you would like to have, have as your person to answer that particular question. Okay, so hang in there, and here we go. Let's go ahead and bring Zaria through.
Hello.
Oh, there she is. Hi, Zaria. How are you?
I'm fine.
All right. Very good. All right. So let's go ahead and get started. I know you probably have, if you will, have a short coming from Diane Robbins, one of Diane Robbins' books that could reflect what we could begin our call with that's uplifting and inspirational. So go for it, Zaria. Thank you.
Well, I've been pondering what to talk about, and
Zaria is still pondering, I think. Oh, by the way, today, of course, is March the 5th. 2023. Okay. All right, Zaria, we are ready whenever you are.
Uh-huh. about a little question and answers for Hollow Earth?
That's for later. Go ahead and pick up one of those beautiful books and just read a paragraph from it. And then that'll kind of put us into that plane of understanding, and we can move forth from there because they're very uplifting.
Okay. Love is the key.
Okay, here we go.
And that's the title, Love is the Key.
Okay.
Blessings, my sister above. It is Mikos, your brother from below, beginning this two-way session with you. Today we talk about love. Love for humanity that all people from below hold in their hearts for all people above. Yes, we hold immense, infinite love in our hearts for all humanity living above ground. This is one of the purposes of our being here. We hold this love and constantly direct it to surface humans so that the spark never goes out, but expands and expands and until it ignites the spark within each of your hearts and explodes into the divine flame, fully encompassing your beings with light of the sun that in that instant brings you home to the heart of creation. All is love and all is light, and all awaits your return journey. Home is where the heart is, and the heart is the home of God, the eternal light of creation. Here in Hollow Earth, our love is a stream of light that we send forth to quench your thirst and bathe your soul until yourselves can emit this light and connect it to ours. Once this occurs, all earth will go up in the flame and ascension of all will occur. This can happen just as easily now as it can later. For love is the key. As you learn to endlessly love yourselves and love others, your lives naturally evolve with no effort involved. Love is the base, and from love, all goodness is created. It is the alchemist's secret that turns everything you touch into gold. So stretch your hearts to encompass all the love we send your way, and in turn, shower your loved ones with it so that it spreads through your families and friends and workplaces. Become a love shower everywhere you go, knowing that you are giving God's love wherever you are. You are here now as messengers of God, carrying God's message of love and hope to all mankind. You are the Christ returned. You are the second coming. It is you, not we, who bravely volunteered for this earth assignment to bring love and light back to the surface. You are the spiritual warriors here to eternally free earth from all the clutches of third density and release her into the current of light that will return her to the spiral of evolution, where she can climb upwards through eternity instead of being stuck in the same rut as she has in the past 12 millennia years. We are eager for you to join us, for your hearts are pure as we see that you truly want only peace and wellness in your lives. Your call goes out to the universe, where all of God's creation responds by sending love back to you. That is our message for you today. You're on mute.
That was so, you were so profound. That message was so profound, that love is the key and that we are the second coming. We are those to awaken and bring everyone and shower everyone with our love vibration. So thank you for that beautiful section from Diane Robbins' beautiful inspirational books. Which book is that from, Zaria?
Messages from the Hollow Earth.
Beautiful. From the Hollow Earth. Okay. All right. So again, it'd be redundant again to say the information. You can go to Diane Robbins, D-I-A-N-N-E, Robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S.com. And that's her website. You can go there as well and purchase her books through her. She does use Amazon to be able to, utilize their way of purchasing books. So anyways, everyone go ahead and do that. Again, the book is Messages from Hollow Earth. And of course, that particular verse from Mikos is called Love is the Key. So let's go ahead and get it done. All right, everybody. So next, we do have our beloved Dr. Zorch, Dr. Tom, who I'm going to be calling into our call now, and he has some messages as well for all of us. So let's go ahead and bring in Dr. Tom. Okay. So let's, here we go. Let's go ahead and bring Dr. Tom in. Let me see. Let me go ahead and get this done. Hold on a minute, everybody. Here we go. And I know that everybody has been hearing all kinds of information out there that can be confusing. And so I think that what Dr. Tom can do for us is to help to bring everything to some sort of understanding of where things really are at, since he has... he doesn't get caught up in all of the hype that's out there. Okay, here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Tom. Thank you so much for being here on our call today. I have to say,
well, I'm excited.
Dr. Tom, that you Yeah, so we know, when you come forth, you bring us some stability and understanding of what's really out there and what we're seeing. So, again, we really do appreciate you for really being here to kind of help us to be grounded and to help us to understand what is really happening out there, whether it's financial or whatever else that you usually bring to our understanding of events that's out there. So I'm going to go ahead and you've got the mic, Dr. Tom. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Jane. Well, it's good to be here. And if I can bring some stability here, I like that because I have people that bring that to me, so that's always nice.
Okay.
So everything is done. We know that everything is done, and it can happen at any moment. I said back in January that I research. I have people that are actually working in the field, in the RV, higher up military, other intels that we have, our beloved Shelton, etc. And you have to kind of put it together, and then you have to analyze it and get it out of your brain and listen to your heart source. And I really feel that I have it dialed in, and it seems like we're on the path. Go over the timeline here. And once again, it could happen this week. No one knows the time. No one knows the rates. But what I'm seeing is that we have a timeline here. So last week, we got word that Tier 1 had received their instructions, executions, operation, plans to get directions and to get ready. That was from someone up that was has worked in the government. He's actually 94 years old, still working and putting together some other projects alongside that with the RV. The timeline is that they've received the notifications, and so those are banks, government institutions. I would call them a bond holders, the ones that move all the money around the world. So they just received their instructions, also new types of plans, new types of things to move things around. So that's we've received that, and then that could be, from what I was told, a 30-day execution plan. So that may take up to 30 days to get all of that, and they have to move things around, and then we'll talk about the other layers. This month, the thing that moves the money around will be the QFS, and in that is the ISO 2022. That's a global exchange communications using XRP. XRP is the coin that will be moving, that will transfer the money around. And then XLM will be the machine, and I take it like a casino. So when you're in a casino, you walk around with your chips, and that would be the XRP, and then the casino would be the XLM, which is that runs everything, so you can move around. That's supposed to be finally implemented around March 14th. Somewhere around then. We know that they're testing all of this and running it through the process, the mechanisms. Let's move a little bit to Iraq. We know that they're finalizing all their contracts, their budgets, their laws. They've been told to get ready, so they're starting to implement all of their programs, passing all their laws, raising their currency, little bits of pieces that we're hearing, and getting ready to whether they're going to go up to $1.55, which will balance the budget, and then it will float. So that's in process. And then we have the U.S. government basically has to be taken out. The regime that's in there has to be removed or start the process of their crimes, which would be the election fraud, crimes against humanity, all of that has to start, because you can't have this RV and then still have this clown in there getting all the credit for it. So he will be removed, but this process has to, it'll probably start at the same time as the RV. And we have to show the process has to be shown that what they were going to do was a new world order. They were going to use their own coins, the bad guys, CBDC, were going to, you know, if you had $100 million, they were going to control it. Oh, well, you can have $20,000 a month from that. So the White Hats have to show what they're going to do. So I think we're going to have, we have to show the crisis around the U.S. So I think the U.S. housing market will see its crash around midsummer. The banks crashing or doing their bail-in or hard to get funds out. But that needs to wake people up, because I think once that we see this crash, then the good guys will come out and say, hey, here's the crimes against all these, I would call them clones still left, taking out different individuals. But basically what we're doing is they have to show, make it a rough time, and then they bring in the RV, which is maybe already, we've already done our RV. Nisara Jassara comes in and saves the day. So that's, and then also bring in the elected president that was elected, and then go from there, and then bring in the new restored republic. And so that's the timeline. I really see it. It does look like we might have some movement this month. No one knows, but I think March, April will be our communications of our notifications. And we could get them this week. We don't know. It can happen anytime. From what I'm feeling, I don't feel that we're quite there yet. But I hope I'm totally wrong. So that's kind of where we're at.
Okay. Yeah, that was really some great information you just shared. We really appreciate that. I just kind of want to add a little bit of something to that. And one is that we just heard a message from somebody else, and this is from Rumor Mill, that the Nisara Jassara has been revealed. So maybe, remember how things get revealed. Revealed means that, okay, so they know about it. Now we're revealing it to people. And then the more it just kind of, it gradually moves so that eventually everybody knows of it. So that was one of the key things in regards to, even though we knew that they were already working on those two elements and that there were many different programs within each one of them that have to kind of roll out to finally say, hey, we are done here. But I just heard from someone else, and thank you for that individual for sending that information to us, that the Nisara Jassara has now been revealed. So that doesn't mean it's done. Okay, now the other thing I also wanted to add, so we're all talking about rumors out there. You know, we're hearing also that this coming week of the 14th, 15th, and 16th, starting this coming Sunday, which is today or next Sunday, is that a lot of crises are supposed to be occurring. So again, let's just put on our warrior angel hats and just be the observer of the events that you see kind of coming, and stay being the observer rather than being caught in it. And I think that's kind of where I want to leave everything. And thank you, Dr. Tom, for that marvelous update on where we stand. And are you going to go skiing today, by the way, before we let you go? We know you're all about wellness.
No, I went yesterday. It was beautiful.
Oh my gosh, how blessed you are. Thank you so much for doing that. I wish we could feel that with you. Take us with you next time, and let's go down those keys with you. I would love to be able to do that, right? But we can all
absolutely
do that. We can learn how to ski. We just go over there with Dr. Thomas. He can teach us how to do this.
Exactly.
Exactly. We'll take you up on that.
Great. Well, just ending up what you just said, Jane. So we are going to see these crises come up. We should all stand up and party, because that's the good guys showing, because this is all planned. So that's just showing the rest of the world to wake them up, process. That's why they're bringing in all this good stuff. And when you see all these things happen, just be elated that's a good thing. Unfortunately, lives and whatever will be taken out, unfortunately, but that's war. And we're getting close. So let's all stay centered and get everything together.
Absolutely.
And it will happen soon.
Yes, and then help whenever we can. Thank you, Dr. Tom. Talk to you later. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, bye, Dr. Tom. All right. The other thing, too, now is talking about being centered and just kind of being the observer whenever, ever possible, that you could be there to shed some light for wherever you are, where there is discontentment or things going awry, and you could be the one to be that person to say, hey, that's not all true. This is what we need to do, and let's band together and let's make it happen. Okay? All right. With that being said, let's go ahead and bring in our next guest. And here we go. Let's go ahead and bring him through. That's Dr. Dan.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Dan.
Hold on.
This is
Hello.
Yes, Dr. Dan, welcome to our Blog Talk show. We are
Hi, everybody.
Now live. Of course, you can't hear them clapping and saying, yay, Dr. Dan is here. But I'd like to do a little intro for you before you begin.
Okay.
So,
sure.
Dr. Dan, and we know we've had other chiropractors, including Dr. Tom, on our calls. And everybody usually has something that they want to be able to share with others in terms of products, et cetera, whether it's high-frequency stuff or whether or not it's a product or so that we have all probably tried. But anyway, so Dr. Dan is he's also a chiropractor, but he's also a PA. So for all of you who don't understand a PA is you will have had to go through more training. So Dr. Dan already went through his intense training as a chiropractor and then decided, and Dr. Dan can kind of go through why he decided to do that, and then decided also to take in homeopathy, and then we'll go ahead and bring in the particular products that he is going to be talking about for all of us today. So Dr. Dan, I will go ahead and just go ahead and fill in the blanks. You are Dr. Dan Brady. So take it away,
yeah,
Dr.
No,
Dan.
Thanks for having me. And my story's a little long, so I'll kind of keep it short. So I have been a practicing chiropractor for over 20 years. And within that time frame, over the last 10 years, I wanted to give more to the patients, be able to offer my patients more of me. And so I ended up going back. This was already kind of older in life, over 40 years old. I decided to not go to medical school, but take the best things other than medical school, and that is to go into a physician associate program and learn all about medicine. So I added that to my practice. I've been practicing basically pain management aspects in the PA field, added into the chiropractic field over the last 10 years. So that's kind of what brings me to today. And
what about homeopathy? Dr. Dan?
Yes.
You forgot homeopathy.
Yes.
Homeopathy?
Oh, yeah.
You
so
put
I
that
also
into your...
Yes. So I've been also an advanced practicing homeopathic practitioner for approximately 10 years as well. And through that education and through my knowledge through that, I have had a lot of experiences to bring a whole nother added element of philosophy of healing to my practice with the homeopathic side of things as well. So today I wanted to use this platform to share my knowledge with some of the aspects of health that I feel like are very important. So that kind of sums up the background of me. Again, that's not necessarily why we're here today. What we're here today is to so I can share my experiences, what I feel like has been some of the best ways to help patients in this area. So, and that kind of brings me to people that are sick and why are people sick? So a lot of it starts with your gut. and I feel like the gut has an enormous potential of keeping you healthy, protecting you from illnesses, viruses, all the different things out there, COVID, if you could get your gut healthy. So, and one of the reasons why people are they don't feel well and they're sick is through inflammation. And inflammation all starts with the gut as well. So, and in the gut, you have there is over a trillion microbes in your gut that help protect you, that helps protect you from the outside world. And we call that the microbiome of the gut. And a lot of people have probably heard of terms like the leaky gut. Well, what is a leaky gut? Why is that bad for you? Why is that good for you? Why, you know? So these are some of the aspects of health I wanted to kind of share with you guys and get a better understanding of why a lot of health starts in the gut. And you can make yourself feel a lot better by getting better gut health. So what is basically gut health? How do you decrease your inflammation of the gut? So on and so forth. So I'll start out with a cool little quote. So, and this is by Hippocrates, "Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food." So what does he mean by that? He means basically we could be healthy if we eat the right food. Well, in order for us to eat the right food, the food has to be grown in the right soil. And we all have heard, well, our soil is bad. We don't have good enough soil out there to actually produce good food. Another thing that prevents us from getting good food is the chemicals that they spray on the food, the hormones that they put in the food. There's different, all the different types of food that is entered, that is being created in laboratories. Is it real food? So these are types of things that have decreased our gut health over many, many years. And this has caused many food sensitivities because it's not actually natural food. It causes weight gain because, again, it's not natural food. So these are some of the things that have caused many issues in our bodies. And so we also want to talk about environmental factors, lifestyle, dietary factors. All these types of factors cause a dysbiosis in our gut. And that means our gut health is not acting in the way it should be. It can't fend off microbes and organisms in this that we're exposed to naturally. So, and what that does, that causes inflammation, other sensitivities, increases the pathogens, and then ultimately obesity. And obesity causes, of course, many other problems. So research has shown that 85% of all chronic diseases has an inflammatory component. The gut has an integrity that prevents or sets the stage of food sensitivities, immune dysfunction, inflammation, and chronic disease. So we're all trying to live our lives without having or being exposed to chronic disease or preventing chronic disease. So how we do that? Number one, we got to get our gut healthy, and we got to remove the foods that are unhealthy that cause inflammation, and we break the cycle of chronic inflammation. So we want to improve our gut health. Everybody pretty much knows that. So, and everyone has probably had many instances like, man, I really want to have that greasy cheeseburger because it tastes so good. And then we are absolutely miserable the next few hours and we are, we tell ourselves, I shouldn't have done that. And we spend half the day on the toilet and different things. So these are certain things, of course, we can do every once in a while, but it cannot be in our daily regimen of eating healthy. And so there are certain things, of course, we all know that are unhealthy foods. Fast foods are unhealthy foods. These are foods that are produced in factories that have leached out every important micronutrient in the food, and it causes obesity. It causes so many other problems. So back to getting our gut healthy, I want to let you know, everybody in the audience, that 70% of our body's immune system are in the GI tract. So gastrointestinal tract, all the way from the mouth all the way down to where it exits. So, and our gut decides what is good or bad, and it'll tell you. So there's over 1,000 different bacteria, yeast, and parasites in our gut. Some are good, some are bad. So, and our gut lining is constantly renewing itself all the time. So if you do already have a bad gut and you're already allowing all these nasty organisms through your leaky gut, well, that can be fixed. And there's just certain products I'm going to talk about of how to fix that. So.
Wow.
Some of the
That's
other
a lot
reasons,
of information, Dr. Dan.
Yes. Sorry, should I slow down?
Thank you so much for that. No. That was really great. I was just taking some notes. We really appreciate your information. Thank you. No. Go ahead.
No problem.
Please.
Okay. So, I just want to kind of throw out some other terms out there that people have probably heard about but really don't know too much about. Celiac disease. So celiac disease is a gut problem. There's IBD, intestinal bowel disorders. There's autoimmune diseases that all start in the gut. They're saying more and more research out there is pointing towards our gut and is the reason why we have all these autoimmune diseases. So because autoimmune disease is really the basis of it is inflammation, and then inflammation becomes so prevalent in our body, it causes an overreaction of inflammatory joints, inflammatory myofascial tissues, all of our body. When you wake up sometimes and you're like, wow, why do my joints ache? Why am I achy everywhere? Look back to see what you ate the night before, the day before. And a lot of times it's due to, wow, I think maybe I drank too much alcohol. Maybe I had too much bad food or too much of a certain food. So these are types of things that causes inflammation. So, and people probably can understand that and probably look back in their life to determine, yeah, you know what? I did. I stayed up too late. I drank too much alcohol. I had horrible midnight food. Maybe I didn't, there's all these things relate to what we put in our bodies, when we put in our bodies, and how we process it. And as we age, our bodies cannot tolerate the bad things that we put in it, the overindulgence of foods and things. So our bodies cannot handle it as well as we were when we were all 20 years old. So we have to modify what we do. We constantly have to change and adapt to our aging bodies. So let me just kind of – does everybody I think everyone kind of understands a lot of that. You're all
yes,
with me?
We're
okay.
With you.
So
yes, we are. Yes.
So let's all just kind of look back. Let's try to move forward on eating a better diet, having less sodas. I'm sure there's people in the audience out here that think diet soda is a good thing for you. It is absolutely horrible for you. The things that are in diet anything are neurotoxins. Those also decrease your neurological function, your gut health, things like that, and all the environmental contaminants out there. So, and even things as over-the-counter medications that we think that are okay, like NSAIDs, Tylenol, ibuprofen, antibiotics. So these are all things that decrease your gut immunity and your gut function. They destroy, so NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, is another word for ibuprofen and Advil, which everyone understands. Well, you have too much of those in an excess amount, you're going to put a hole through your stomach, and it's going to cause an ulcer. And what does that cause? That causes pain. It causes bleeding. It allows other bacteria to flow through that lining, which is our protective lining, into our bloodstream. So that's basically what we're talking about. We want to protect everything that we can to prevent it from getting into our bloodstream. So when we eat something, it's really not in our body. It's in a tube in our body. It's when we get, when we eat anything, it starts in the mouth. We digest it with certain types of like salivary glands that produces bacteria that breaks down the food and anything that we eat. And then it gets to a, such a small particle that we can actually digest it and use it. Well, our gut lining protects us in not allowing certain things to get into our bloodstream, and it expels it. And that's through good bowel movements and bowel health. So, all right, I think I kind of talked a lot about that and how and why our gut health is super, super important.
Yeah,
so we want to try to prevent. Go ahead.
I think that what you said in regards to the importance of our gut health, I think you explained that very, very thoroughly. So that was really good information
good.
For all of us to remind to remind us of what we're eating as well. Well, you talk about diet sodas. I mean, doesn't that include all sodas, basically?
It does include all sodas. Everything, yeah, it absolutely does. But
and
the
then,
diet sodas are even worse than the regular sodas.
Yeah, but then it also includes, of course, I know you spoke a little bit about alcohol, but it's the same thing in terms of people who are, you know, who smoke or who decide they want to vape, and all of that is, those are also things that are not, that are messing up with your health, right?
Absolutely. They you know, the vaping, so, I mean, I'm not talking about the pulmonary system today, but I'm going to talk about the gut, but that's a whole nother avenue of where people breathe in certain like viruses and it escapes into our lungs and into our body. So it's an there's an interesting research that just came out that people that actually had better gut health had better outcomes when they were exposed to COVID viruses. And the people that had really good gut health, some of them never even got affected, even though they were exposed to it, since they were, their gut health was so good and never had, and you had the barrier inside your body and never, it didn't get through the barrier. So even though you were exposed and someone coughed in the middle, right in your face, it didn't get through to you. And and there was, it's interesting how some of these articles, a lot of it relates to your gut health and how healthy you are as an individual to prevent these types of viruses out there and preventing you from getting sick. So,
Can I just add one more thing? I think the other thing that you and I know that and Dr. Marcel, your wife, have always from the very beginning of your practices that you were also against vaccinations. So when we talk about COVID and the vaccinations, there are these jabs, or we call them the vaccines for the COVID, are just as horrendous as well in terms of their symptoms. So vaccinations just in general are not a part of your forte, or it's not a part of what you would say is a good thing to do, right? You never believed it.
Correct. Correct.
Okay, just wanted to mention.
But we're not talking about vaccines
good.
Today.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, let's get back to gut and anything else you'd like to speak about.
Yeah. So, again, I can't reiterate enough on how the foods that we eat can really help our entire bodies, our immune systems, our digestive systems. It'll literally make us a healthier population if we can just eat better foods to start with. And if you can't get a healthy diet, which most of us don't, most of us do not get 30 different fruits and vegetables in a course of a week. We're all creatures of habit. Most of us will just eat the same foods typically every single day. And that is a not enough variety for our bodies to create a good protective barrier in our gut. So how do we overcome that? Well, we supplement, and we supplement with good supplements, supplements that don't have hormones in them, stuff that are processed, usually in the United States, that have better protocols and better safety measures to to have a really, really high quality supplement that our bodies will, number one, adapt to very nicely. And you can actually cure so many disorders when you give yourself the proper nutrition and the right foods. So, because again, none of our food has enough, you know, no one can go eat all the different fruits and vegetables that they, that really our bodies are supposed to be having. And so that kind of brings me to, well, where do you get good supplements from? Where do you get high quality supplements so our bodies can actually heal from the inside out? And when that happens, you, number one, your energy goes through the roof, your inflammation goes down, your pain goes down, and everything just starts feeling way better. You just start, your energy inside and out becomes better. Your skin looks better. Your hair doesn't fall out. Everything, you don't bruise as, you know, things like that. So, you know, all this stuff can be corrected through good nutrition. Because you're lacking. The reason why people are ill, the reason why people have inflammation is because you're lacking something. You're not putting something in your body that you really, really need to put in your body. And so that's where we need to supplement. And if you can, then that's fantastic. So for number one, we got to detox our bodies. So detoxing our bodies, you've heard a lot, oh, I'm going to go on a detox. I'm going to go on a juice detox. Well, is it a good juice detox? Are you doing a Jamba Juice detox? That is a horrible detox. You got to go on a really, really good detox of putting good stuff in your body. You can't just say, I'm going to go on a water detox. I'm going to go on a certain, you know, these are all very unhealthy detoxes. And a lot of people have done it. And they're usually not effective. And you end up gaining more weight. You feel horrible. You have low energy. You have all these kinds of things. So how do you do it correctly? You do it correctly by listening to me. So does everyone here on the show want to know how to do a good detox?
Yes. Yes, we all do.
All right. Very good. So I'm going to introduce you guys to a company called Zymogen. Okay? Zymogen. XY. Mogen. You can all look it up. Zymogen.com. They have a lot of different fantastic supplements that you can buy, but you can't buy them. You can only buy them through a healthcare practitioner, somebody like myself. So, because the quality is so good, they don't want just anybody to abuse it. So it's got to be more or less prescribed in the correct way, taken in the correct way, so you can get the best out of the product that that you're taking. And of course you do, because you're spending money for the product. You want to make sure you get the, everything you can out of the product. So
excuse me, Dr. Dan, Dr. Dan, before you begin, is there a disclaimer here that anything that you are recommending is it's not meant to cure, heal, or whatever? You know, as a disclaimer for everyone to know, just like everybody else says,
So I'll have to say all these products and everything that I am going to talk about today, it is not for to heal or cure cancer, cure any kind of condition, or anything out there. All these products out there are to aid and assist your overall health and well-being.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. The company that I firmly believe in that provides super high-quality products is Zymogen. And I think most people, if they want to start getting their gut healthy, they got to detox, because if you don't start there, then you're kind of swimming upstream. You got to strip it down. You got to get rid of all the toxins, detox your body, and then you build it back up. So that's kind of how you start. Zymogen has a fantastic 6-day detox. There's different. There's so let's go and kind of go into the products on that, and what is in that 6-day detox. So let's go into that. So the 6-day detox, there's a few things in this product. So let's just kind of look into that. All right. So what is in the 6-day detox? So number one, there is a shake in there that provides a lot of the protein that our cells need and our body needs. It's a blended shake. There's vanilla flavor that you can get on this, and I think there's also a 6-day detox that also has a chocolate. In addition to that, there's a colon X. You end up taking one capsule of this daily, as directed by your healthcare practitioner. So that's going to help clean you out. And then we're going to kind of build it back up a little bit, the ProBioMax Daily. That's also going to be included in the 6-day detox. You're also going to take that as well, one capsule daily. And with that being said, that just kind of wanted to talk about that vanilla shake. So number one, that vanilla shake is stevia and sugar-free. Okay, so it's very, very good on that. There is absolutely, I believe the protein comes from pea and rice source. It has all the micro vitamins that you need, vitamin A, vitamin C, all the B vitamins. Has calcium in it for bone density and strength, magnesium. So it has a lot of these fantastic things in it. Everything from potassium. So there's, it just kind of goes on and on. There's a lot of great stuff in this product. And that's going to start with getting your health and detoxification of your gut health better. So that's where most people should start. If you're a person that's like, you know what, I really already have a pretty good gut and I don't want to detox, maybe you just go straight into the next type of product that, we might be able to talk about today, because there's products in this that Zymogen provides that are specifically for women that want to help with the bone strength and density, joint health, with a lot of the omega-3 and 6 oils that it can get into. So does anyone have any questions maybe on the 6-day detox and how it can help?
Well, I don't think we have any people who have raised their hands right now, Dr. Dan. So
okay.
Just keep on going, and then we'll just kind of open it up as soon as you're complete with what you're asking. We do have, I will say, that we only have like about 15 minutes left.
Okay. No problem. So
okay.
Should I talk more about some of the other types of products out there that – that are kind of more of like a multi, kind of like a generalized multivitamin that's specifically for women and for men, because they have good ones like that.
So they can start looking, because you've already given them the website that. So they can go ahead and take a look. We would love to be able to continue our conversation with you sometime this week if we could, and
okay.
Probably we'll have more questions. And then at that time, maybe talk about how to be able to order these products through you that we can – so everybody can get a very reasonable price on it. So
yes, and
so
then
I
also noticed before I let you guys go that their Zymogen's currently having a sale on some of their products. As for, I think it's the shake. If you buy two, you get one free, which people might want to take advantage of. So it's the Fit Food Lean, the shake there. That is a buy two, get one free. There's a couple other products that people want if they are interested and save a little bit of money. There's lots of things out there that we could be able to get them a discount on as well. So,
okay.
But, yeah, so the Fit Food Lean,
okay.
So people for meal supplements, things like that, those are fantastic. Overall, great, easily digestible shakes that people could take. You get 10 servings per box, and those are amazing.
And those are vegan also, vegan and or?
Correct.
If they're not vegan. And
they are. Well, they're,
whey.
So they're,
okay.
There's no soy, there's no egg, they're gluten-free, there's no animal products, there's no yeast, no tree nuts, it's wheat-free, dairy-free, peanut-free, and non-GMO. So
beautiful.
It's an all-natural, fantastic product.
Okay. Well, all of them are that way, correct?
Yeah, they are, but the specific shake, for the shakes, that's what you can get it. So you know that you're not, if you're sensitive to anything, say shellfish or peanuts or wheat,
mm-hmm.
and you know that you're going to be safe getting this product and it's not going to cause any other issues.
Okay. Okay, so just real quick, and we'll probably have, we'd love to probably have an evening call with you sometime this week. And I will let everybody know when we'll have our following call with Dr. Brady this week and bring your questions in regards to the products that you might have questions about. And again, the name of the company is called Zymogen, Zymogen.com. And again, you won't be able to purchase anything. Only take a look at the products that you feel are that you're interested in or have questions about, and then we can go from there. This coming week, we will have at least an hour and a half call with Dr. Brady regarding all the specifications. And then lastly, Dr. Dan, can you tell us a little bit more about, so we have people that like shakes, that we have people that don't like shakes. Do we have anything, and the shakes are great for people that don't like pills, so you can have all of your vitamins come in that shake that you can have. But is there other
Correct.
Vitamins, perhaps, maybe, that you could mention to us now that would be really helpful for people?
Yes. So, I mean, they have everything from just like a multivitamin supplementation, some with iron, some without, that are capsule forms, which provide, again, all the necessary vitamins and minerals that your body needs to operate within the mitochondria and within the cellular matrix of your body. So everything from all the different vitamins, zinc, copper. I mean, this is something that you should just take every day, whether you have it in your shake or whether you have it just as a regular daily multivitamin. And again, these are available in capsules, and they are, again, non-GMO, dairy-free, egg-free, gluten-free, all these types. So those also support, they're fantastic for antioxidants, detoxification of the body, and just overall wellness. So you could just
mm-hmm.
feel better
mm-hmm.
Throughout your day and have the energy you need to get through your day.
And then lastly, Dr. Dan, if you can, and you say that Zymogen, you recommend Zymogen, and obviously no one can purchase these except through a practitioner like yourself. But in regards to the manufacturing of these products, they always, on the capsules, they also, it seems like they always say that they're all yeast-free and all of that. So they are very meticulous in how they really, not only just in regards to their manufacturing what do you call it, ethics or their way of manufacturing is probably, excellent. And that's why you're recommending these versus over-the-counter products that, you know, so many of us have been used to taking. So and you could feel the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, no, absolutely. I feel like these products that we're talking about are I feel like they're just they have the highest. There's no fillers in them. to where a lot of other products out there, they just fill, you know, there's fillers in products. There's everything down to the capsule itself. It's a vegetarian capsule. The quality is, and the reason why I really that's the reason why I like it so much is that the quality stands alone. There's no other company out there that I've found that the quality is as high as these are. So, and that's why I really, really like these products. They are slightly expensive than other products, but it's worth it because the quality's there. So it's like buying a car that has a better quality that's going to run 500,000 miles versus a car that's going to, you're going to have to, it's going to break down in 100,000 miles. So again, it's worth it because of the qualities there. And you can, patients can testify for it as well. I have lots of patients that have used these products and they really feel the difference this product versus other products that they might've tried.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds fantastic. Well, I think our time is about up right now, Dr. Dan. I will let everybody know the next time we can meet again, and it'll only be about the Dr. Dan and the products that we're just discussing, because I know that a lot of you probably have a ton of questions to ask him. So go ahead and start looking at all the different products that are there, anything that really kind of piques your interest because you feel like you need it or whatever, you know, go ahead and search it out, look it up, and we'll talk more about how we can get it to you the next time we meet up with Dr. Dan this coming week. So look forward to that.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for that great information. We love you, and thank you again, Dr. Dan. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, anytime. Talk to you again.
Thanks. Okay. All righty.
Bye, everybody. Have a good day. Bye.
Uh-huh, we will. Thank you. All right. All right, everybody. So now we're back to here we are on our big call. And I've got to get Q on the call now. And I've got Zaria, apparently, who is here. Oh, all right. So let's go ahead and bring Zaria in. Apparently, he got dropped, so let's go ahead and do that first, and then we'll bring in Q. All right, here we go, everybody. Let's see. There we are. There you are. Yeah, there you go. Okay. All right. Let's go on to our next part of our call today, and that is our big call with you and your father and with Q. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Q in now. All right. So everybody hang in there. And here we go. All right. Just a second.
It started snowing.
It's all right. Snow is beautiful. All right, so let's go ahead and bring in our beloved Q now. All right. And here we go. Hang in there, everybody. And if you have, hopefully everyone has their questions. And it'll be one question per person. Just let me know who you would like to speak with or who you would like to answer the question. And here we go. Here we go. It's dialing. Weird. It is dialing. Okay, well, this is not the first time, right? So let's go ahead and try that again. Here we go. Um, I'm going to do this real quick. Hold on a second, everybody. Let's try.
You want me to try and call in?
Not right. Yeah, let me just try one more time, and then otherwise I will ask you to do that.
Okay.
I would love for you to be able to be so, but let's go ahead and bring Q in. All right, try it again. There we go. Now we hear the ring. Hello? Hello, Q. Are you there? Sometimes when we've tried to reach Q, just because of where he's located, sometimes the connections don't work, right? And then, of course, we also have the those people that are always on the alert to try to disrupt our communications with us. I'm going to go ahead and try that one more time. One more time. Should be a charm, right? So let me do that one more time. And then if not, we'll go ahead and have Zaria bring through. Oh, Zaria, hold on a second, dear. Hello? Oh, I do have Q. Oh, yeah, we have Q here. Hi, Q. Well, yeah, so he did answer. So, but then he disappeared. All right. One last time. Here we go. I just have that. So we'll go ahead one more time. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bad guys, you can't be here. We don't want you. I'm sorry. We love you. But please go elsewhere to play. Should be ringing soon. Well, isn't that interesting? Okay, Zaria. I think we're just going to go ahead and cancel that. Zaria, you want to go ahead and try and see if you can bring Q in?
I can.
Yeah, so we'll have, I guess you'll just have to share the phone with Q and as we do our Q&A.
That's fine.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, so we'll wait now for Zaria to bring Q in for our call. I think I hear. All right, Zaria, bring both of you through, please. The family is waiting for everybody, for the two of you.
Okay, he's on.
Hi, how are you? A few tries to sometimes, huh? I like the tries.
Oh, yes.
Well, the computer try didn't work.
Yeah. Right on.
That's all right. Thank you. Thank you, Q. Thank you, Zoraya.
You bet.
And I know that Zora is just in the back burner there also. So thank you, all three of you, for being here. We want to say thank you so much for really coming to our platform again today, and today is all about Q&A. I know there's a ton of people that are really waiting to ask their questions of either one of the three of you. So let's go ahead and get started with our show. So our first caller, and again, everyone, just wanted to let you know that one question per person, and let's go ahead and get started. First person I see is now 719. Ending in 0341. Just go ahead and let us know your first name, where you're calling from, question, and who you would like to answer your question. Here we go. Thank you.
Hello. This is Lorraine from Colorado.
This
is actually a question for you, Jane, if that's okay.
I'm still
wondering about the med beds. I'm wondering if you're going to use one and what age you will use or come up with.
My question. I didn't think I was going to get a question today. All right. Well, first of all, you know, as far as the med beds, and I had to bring this up in terms of, okay, we'll just talk about the med beds. As far as the med beds, there'll be all kinds of different med beds made by different beings that are here. We're looking for the med beds actually that are going to be formulated coming from off-world technology, and that's what we're waiting for. In terms of who can use a med bed, it can be anyone that would like to try it or not, that would like to use it. Depending on whether it's a child, you know, let's just say the child has a broken hip or something else is going wrong, something going on with the heart and really needs some assistance in that way and nothing else has helped them along the way, I would definitely recommend the med bed. Now, that's also not saying that you can, if they're available, you could do some healing work as well for them, but we won't go there. We're just talking about med beds right now. So it's at any age and whatever you require or you would like assistance with to help you to be in a better, healthy condition. So I don't know if that answers, hopefully that answers your question. It doesn't really matter the age.
Okay.
If you're looking, I guess there are different types of med beds. It's maybe what you're asking for.
So there are going to be
different types of med beds, but we don't have all of that information yet. But there's a lot of information out there on them.
Yeah, I'm 84 years old, so yeah, I have several things like my eyes and my hearing, I'm not certain which would med bed, or I suppose you'd go to a certain clinic or a different clinic.
Yeah,
or
you know what?
You know?
I think, well, we'll be bringing out that information. I know that Dr. Cha will have that information as well, and we will also, as soon as they decide to kind of reveal that. We know that the revealing part of it is all part of this transformation, you know, when, you know, everything is, you know, pretty well cleaned up, that the bad guys are out of the way so that we can really move forward, because that is part of our journey, is to be as healthy as we can, and that's why the med beds are here to help us with that. But of course, Dora will also say that the Arcturian ships are here already. All they need to do is decloak so that people can also utilize their particular facilities. Or the ships that are there already for healing. So, okay?
Okay. That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Okay. Wow.
Thank you.
All right. So let's go ahead. All right. So our next question is coming from 443 ending in 3632. 3632? Hello.
Hello.
Yes?
Hello.
Please let us know who you are.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
What is your name?
This is Obi. I'm calling from Houston.
Okay, good. Hi, Obi.
My question is for Q.
Oh, very good. Well, Q is right here.
Why do we pray by the blood of Christ? I hear 107, pray by the blood of Christ, many times. Please, can you speak to that? Thank you.
You bet. So you'll notice that there's a lot of religious modalities. We'll take great care here because a lot of people follow them and need some faith over time, and totally understandable that you need to find yourself. It's absolutely really fun to see people working hard, right or wrong, they're working hard. Unfortunately, the Blood of Christ is your stair-stepping program to black magic, satanic worshiping. And there's a few races that like a few religions. That's why their hats are really tall. So drinking the Blood of Christ is to demonize, to turn you closer and closer to demonization, and at the same time put a spell on me when we all show up again. That's what it's for.
Does that answer your question? You got
okay.
It, right, Obi?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, that was quite a revelation. Thank you, Q. Q, could you do me a favor? Could you lower your volume a little bit?
No, I will.
Just a little. Thank you, Q. All right. Our next caller, thank you so much, Obi. Next caller is 631, ending in 3633.
Hello. Hi. This is Dee. How are you, Jane?
Hello, Dee. We're good. Thank you.
Hi. Good. Hi, Q. Hi, Zora. Listen, I have a question about, my question is about the 3 days of darkness. Can you tell us about that, Q? We're supposed to have 3 days of darkness.
Unfortunately, you're probably not going to get me to participate in Scuttlebutt, so forgive me, but there's lots of agendas, as you can see, and just take great care and feel your way through these. There's a lot of attention on us right now, so I'll just I'll leave it at that. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. Well, I saw something on the internet.
Right.
About...
Well, the internet would never lie to you. I know that.
Okay. They said something about can I say what they're saying?
Of course.
They said that there's a ship that's going to block the sun, and they're going to stop the rotation of the earth. Right now the earth is going in a counterclockwise position. They're going to stop it. Stop the earth rotation and put it back on a clockwise position. And that is going to paralyze us for 3 days. And when they put the earth back in the rotation of clockwise,
yes, really,
we're going to
this is a good movie.
5D. We're going to go to 5D or something. From 3D to 5D.
Oh, my God.
That's really
like it.
All right, Q. This is the one for you. It's a good one.
Is that true?
I just jump. I jump. Everyone get in a life raft now. Go, go, go. Everyone jump.
Is that fake or true?
Okay. Yeah. Now, okay. These are fun. This is really what I want. We on another show we created timelines about 2 months ago or so, just so you could see how it interacts with your life. And there, so you got 3 choices. Is it artificial intelligence trying to fill you full of dreams that aren't real? Is it good guys trying to tell you something? Or is it bad guys trying to give you a bunch of hocus pocus? So which 3 does it, so it can't be either one, right? It's either a good guy, artificial intelligence that's mapping how you want to steer, or it's bad guys doing the same thing. Okay, so which one in your heart does it feel like?
I can't tell. I don't know. I don't know what to believe.
Okay, and so that's my real purpose here, is to get everybody back to normal, if you will, knowing whether it's truth or fiction. So what does it feel like to you? Because everything's possible right now with you. You're very strong now. You can create the future right now. You've come through the 2,000-year cycle, and now everything you believe in, you can actually see it materialize. So take great care of the wild mystery machines that you're looking at. They're watching you. You're not watching it. Great care to you. My great love to you.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Great question. All right. Thank you so much for that cue. All right. Next question is coming from 970, ending in 1197. 1197, you're on the air.
Yes. Hello, Jane, and thank you for being here, Q. This is Barbara in Colorado. Okay. So my question is, well, the East Palestine derailment really, the unknown about it, the unknown about the poisoning, how extensive this poisoning is, how whatever it is, I really wanted to ask you about this because it's kind of overwhelming. I mean, when we had the vaccines and we couldn't control who was going to take it, and we know the poisoning of that to people, but also this East Palestine, they're talking about, you know, how extensive, please give some perspective, how extensive is this? That it's going to poison the waters, it's going to poison people and the animals and all of that. And from a higher perspective, how are we going to be cleaning this up? How are we going, this darkness that has happened, how are we going to be, give some insight how this is going to be cleaned up and we're going to be able to move forward?
Okay, very good. And what geography are you in again?
I'm in Colorado.
Okay. Did you go over to the accident and witness it?
No. That's why I'm at the U.
Okay. So how did you hear about it?
Well, you know, of course, how did I hear about it? I heard on an alternative media and regular media, and yeah, I wasn't there.
Right.
So that's why I'm trying to get your higher perspective, please.
Very fun. This is the tools we have here now. So now you believe that a train derailment happened there. Is that correct?
Well, I really, of course, that's why I'm trying to ask your higher perspective, because I don't, we're all like, this is amazing.
I'm going to be flip. I'm going to give you a good answer here. I'm going to give you a good answer, but now you can exercise what I'm doing my best to transfer. So what does it feel like in your heart? Was there a train wreck?
The whole thing feels very heavy, very,
okay.
It makes me very sad.
When you start assessing a situation like this and you start feeling, was there a train wreck, your heart is telling you, okay? You know it all day long, it's yes or no, okay? Now, what will happen is the more you focus your heart center when assessing information, now you'll get the visuals to your brain. So I'm doing my best to explain to everybody we're thinking backwards. We're reading the script, and then we're assessing it, and then we feel it. If you feel the information first, and then you'll get the population of visuals, knowing, all of that, in all those tools will get stronger and stronger, and that will be your primary choice making. So I will give you an answer regarding the train wreck. So believe it or not, we worked on this about 6 years, Special Forces and myself, we worked on this one about 6 years ago. Your train wrecks were supposed to be 100 times bigger around North America. They were supposed to be a lot bigger. So consider yourself fortunate there was only one. 9/11, very similar. 9/11, you saw about 5% of what was actually planned. So that should show you how poor the dark is doing, because we're living at a higher click, so to speak. So it's difficult for us to stay down at that level. And so one of the things they can do is populate your media with drama, number one, and make it so fantastic that you keep chasing the story and making it even bigger, which keeps you lower in the story and or at a lower level. Yes, there is many agendas regarding cross-chemicalizing a poison for you, no doubt about it. Don't get me wrong. But
yeah.
Everything is curable and everything can be exchanged out of you. Yes, I'm not endorsing drinking chlorine or by any means, caustic soda, etc. I'm just saying that we have lots of tools inside of us to clean ourselves up. Nobody's talking about Exxon Valdez anymore now, do they?
Right.
So it's to keep you suspended in another reactionary situation. Yeah, we have to clean this up. Yeah, we have to take care of each other. Is it going to pollute the entire oxygen supply of planet Earth? No.
Okay. Well, like my son and his family are in Pennsylvania, so right near Ohio. So
can you answer?
I mean, so we... Okay.
Yeah, the resilience that you've gone through on this planet is unbelievable. Most of the Midwest was breathing nuclear fallout from Hanford their whole life. So somehow we've survived. The species has survived this long. You're still absorbing radioactivity from the Columbia Gorge right now, and nobody's talking about it. So we can pick at all these episodes. At the end of the day, this is designed to keep us suspended in another reality. Is the gross root cause analysis for it. I hope that helps.
Well,
okay.
I understand.
Thank you, Barb.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. All right, we've got a lot of people here, so let's go ahead. And 775 ending in 7871. Thank you.
Hi there. This is Stephen. Hi there.
Oh, hello,
Stephen. I just wanted to... Hi, Jane. How are you? I just wanted to bring up and ask you a question if I could.
Of course.
Okay. Personally, it is my love and passion to help others and to try and share the journey that I've been on to help build a foundation for them as well. The question that I have is in regards to larger groups of people. I work very hard to stay in my heart center, and the larger the group is, the more possibilities that there's going to be infiltration that's going to try and take that away or push against it. Is there anything besides the fact that I continue to work on remaining neutral and staying in my creative point, but to continue to pursue my love and my passion? What I love to see is others stepping up and learning and growing from that foundation start.
Great. Awesome. My great love to you sounds extremely fun. I can tell you that you'll already know the answer because you're so savvy. It's just right underneath your nose. As you put more intention and attention towards your passion, look at the tiny stuff as the motor to engage. In this case, I believe is the question, with more people. So if you wanted to engage with more people, you obviously have to be around more people, and what I'm hearing is they're not showing up yet. So we really want to do this. So why don't we make 100 phone calls today? And by the way, nobody wanted to talk to me 7 years ago. So that draw is up to you. How you want to draw it up is my opinion. And I realize I'm preaching to the choir with someone savvy. So each day, what if you just made 100 phone calls with prospective people? And that's exactly what I did. I went and I started through all the psychic communities. Hey, how does this work? I really want to help, et cetera, et cetera. And so now you're a professional sales guy. And
right.
That is actually what all of us are doing anyway. Everybody is a professional helper, and that's what sales guys do. Hope that helps.
Right. That's beautiful. Thank you, Q. I appreciate it. Love you all.
Very good. Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you, Stephen. All right. Next caller is 470 ending in 2988. All right, 2988.
Hello?
Yes.
Namaste, everyone. It's Viv.
Thank you, Viv.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
My question is for Zora. My question is for Zora, actually.
Okay, could you do me a favor, Viv? Can you turn up your volume a little bit?
Okay. Is that better?
Okay. A little better. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Viv. Let's go ahead. All right. What's your question for Zora? It'll be fine.
Just checking with him. He said that the med beds would be ready in time for when the RV goes, for us to be able to make a visit for them, to make sure that we're, you know, our health is intact.
Okay, that's for Zora. Zora?
Indeed.
Hey, here's that question. Here's Viv. You want to repeat that for Zora?
Hello, Viv.
Hi. Just checking on an update on the Thank you, Zora. Thank you for being here. I love you. Just checking on an update for the med beds, because you mentioned that they would be ready for us to visit when the RV happens, to make sure that our health is intact.
So what's your question?
Are the med beds ready? You said the RV is.
Because the answer to that is simple. Are you ready for the med beds?
I am, Zora. I am. And I'm ready for all the people that I'm telling that they're here. So many people who have, well, we know how they are. Limbs missing and everything.
I'm not just speaking of one person. I'm speaking of a population. Is the population ready for the med beds? The answer is no.
Okay,
However, when galactic disclosure occurs, which is fast approaching, then what is termed as your celestial chambers will be issued to all, what you term, medical facilities,
mm-hmm.
free of charge, and the treatments will be free of charge. So
mm-hmm.
what you're waiting for is galactic disclosure.
Well, you mentioned that when the RV is announced, that we will have access to them, to the med beds.
You will have access to ones that have been developed by people who have received messages from the extraterrestrials on how to build them. These will be what you term ones that will be manufactured by peoples under the supervision of the galactics. So.
Can I just say, Viv, you already know. Excuse me. Viv, you know that there are already med beds that are available, and it's available for probably, I would probably say, some elitist groups or people. So they are here.
as if, I guess your question is that when is it going to be available for the general population? And I guess Zara just answered your question.
No. Zara mentioned that we would have access to them when the RV is announced, when we're going in the process.
Okay.
Once we've gone through, so that our health is intact, Jane. Sure
he answered you again, right?
For the general population. I'm not concerned about the general population. I'm concerned about us.
Okay. I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Zara just answered your question, all right? What did he say?
Well, he's talking about the general population. But that's okay. I've got another avenue to get to him. Thank you,
Zara. Good. All right. Thank you, Viv. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh. Okay. Next caller is 505 ending in 6428.
Thank you, Zara. All right. Thank you, Viv. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hello, 6428. Your line is open. 505 ending in 6428.
Hello, it's
Hello.
Richard in New Mexico.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
Very good. You sound pretty. Am I sounding okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay, well, this question's probably mostly for Q. Following up... excuse me, got a mouthful. following up on the question about drinking... the blood of Christ. This is a question that relates to anything having to do with black magic. My question is, where does intent override black magic? For instance, all these people and all the churches around the world, you know, are using communion, and their intent is radically different, I would surmise, than what the cabal or the black magicians are wanting to be accomplished. Just like the use of the word amen, which is supposed to be a negative connotation. Where does intent override black magic? That's the question.
Don't participate. It's pure and simple. There's recognizing it is maybe the better question. How do we recognize it? And the roadmap and the compass is, as I always say, I'm sure everyone's tired of hearing it, right in your heart. Does it feel right? Does it feel right to drink the blood of Christ? Does anybody see that? No, can't see that? All right. So if we use our heart more to make decisions, all of this comes clean real quick. That's my answer.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. That was it.
Very good. Oh, that was a really good
Move
question.
Move on.
Thank you very much for that. Well, I've got a full line over here, everybody, and I don't have any hands. I don't see any hands raised. We've got a ton of people here. If you have a question, go ahead and raise your hands, and don't be shy. Okay, so why don't I start? I'm going to go ahead and start. I've got a couple of questions for either Q or Zora. In fact, I mentioned this to Zora already. So Q, here's what I had, and it was not an imagination. This is what I actually saw. So this is about like 3 days ago, right? I wake up, it's kind of midday, and it's kind of cloudy, but there's our beautiful sun, right? Our sun gets in the sky. And I was looking at it, and all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, it started to move. And I said, no, that's got to be the clouds. And so, and I see the clouds going like they normally do, kind of moving towards the left. And then the sun is moving towards the right. And it's like in a horizontal way. And it's like moving and moving as the clouds just kind of come. And then I see it again continuing to move. And I said to myself, you got to be out of your mind. That sun does not move, at least not this quickly either. So then I tried to get a hold of Billy, you know,
she was, I don't know, in a different room. And, you know, by the time I got to her, I said, you just miss it because it's behind the clouds now, but just stay with me. And then she disappeared again. And then the sun started to continue to move again. And I said, this was not my imagination. So I need to know what I was seeing. And I don't care who wants to talk about this, but it was in this reality, that is exactly what I saw. Now, in addition to that, now that's just part. And so the other part is that I got two or three different messages from a couple of other people. They said, hey, did you see that there were like two ships up there? One is a little bit larger than the other, and the little one is smaller, obviously. And I've never seen that in the sky before. It just kind of showed up in the evening. And I said, and I was, you know, I got that email, and I said, hey, I saw that too. And then somebody jumps in and says, hey, did you see that in the sky? And I said, they saw that also. So we need a little clarification. Q and or Zora, please.
Okay. first of all, it's an outstanding question, and it's going to get more and more common as we start seeing our abilities come back. And to Zora's point, when we're ready to, play with the other frequencies, is when a lot of these things start materializing for us. As an example, there's a lot of people who call me, just cherish these calls. They call me and they tell me they're walking along and the entire picture changes. They're not even where they were walking. They're about a mile up the road because they desired to be a mile up the road with their heart. So they missed an entire mile of their walk, as an example. This is some of the symptoms of ascension and proof that you're growing, if you will, your light in you, because now you can, that also introduces the rest of living beings that want to participate with you and express and experience. But at the same time, remember, everything's alive here. Every living thing. Everything is a living to some degree, and now you get to participate and play with all of the other living things. So remember, the sun is a living being, and it wants to play with you, et cetera, et cetera. Does that...
It. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Zora. Zora was going to say something. Zora, what did you want to say about the sun that I saw?
Well, what I told you before, we moved it to see how many people would take notice. And, of course, There was a few that did. And the ones that did was you, but also some astronomers as well. And they were quite perplexed because they were watching the sun as they do on a daily basis, through their telescope. And suddenly it moves out of frame. And, of course, they caught back up with the sun again, and it went out of frame again. And, of course, that was very perplexing to them. And when they began to call their colleagues and getting the same results, then all at once we decided to put it back where it belonged. And we did. And that really messed them up.
Interesting.
You concur, Q.
Yeah, and so that's a great example of we're all getting more of our abilities back. And this is, so all of us that, let's say, have a little more horsepower right now, we're all coming in different directions, and so it's a great help with what you're calling the Galactic Federation and many others to support you. These councils are very, very well organized in some respects. They know exactly what they're doing. They've been through a lot of ascension cycles. You're in great hands, but you still have to do the work. You still have to use your heart in your decision-making process and stay and reach up to us by not reaching up to us. Hurry up and stop doing it. is all I say. So it's very fun to go through. We're really, really doing well, in my opinion, in recognizing that the ones that at least are showing up, and this is some of the results that you're going to experience.
That is so cool. All right, we have a caller now, and that is 858 ending in, let's see, hold on a second. 858 ending in 9185. I'm going to go ahead and open your line. Yeah. 9185, hello? 9185. Hello.
Your line is open. 9185.
Yes. Hello.
Oh, that's me. Oh my God. Can you hear me?
Yes, we
can.
Oh
my God. Hi. Okay, I didn't know how to raise my hand, and I'm like, I'll just press buttons until I get in. Okay.
And you are?
So my name's Joanna, and I'm from New York.
Welcome, Joanna.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you, all of you, Jane and Q and Zora and Zarea. Everything that I listen to just resonates with me on a quantum soul level, and I'm honored to have this minute. Quick question. I have a 14-year-old daughter. Her name is Noella, and she lives with autism. Well, she's been labeled with autism. And I don't have her with me a lot of the time, but when I do, she's so smart, and I can see her mind going so fast, and I'm wondering how I can best help her in this world now that I know she's a starseed, and I know she thinks so fast, and I just want to know, what is the 5D way that I can help my daughter the most, who lives with autism but also lives in this world with me in 3D? How do I help her the most?
Okay, very good. Do you mind if I ask a couple questions real quick?
Oh, please, go for it.
What's the root cause analysis of the autism?
I believe it was early childhood trauma between her father and myself, as well as vaccine injury.
Okay.
She didn't. Yeah.
All right. Very good. So you know the road to healing her then, of course, as well. I'll assume there's a lot of good doctors that come on here, and so forth. Should be able to get her coming back around, no problem, is my encouragement to you. As, you know, I feel the energy. The best thing to anneal spirit to physicality is knowing, and a good way to do that intrinsically would be get them writing a lot. Write the emotional bodies that are in them out of them. A lot of clearing, a lot of drawing if you can. I realize that might be tough depending on the symptoms. But a lot of communication is what strips a lot of the epigenetic annealment that we get with autism and many other neurological issues. I know no one's going to be real happy with me calling it a neurological issue, but for me it is a disconnection from the natural calibration configuration of spirit coming into physicality is part of it, as I say redundantly. And so getting that emotional trauma out of the physicality and reality of spirit, recognizing and not getting around it, so to speak, because of the DNA and our epigenetic recording system, NATO. So that's my suggestion there.
Okay. Are you referring to what you say, write it out and draw it out? Is it similar to like working me as a mother, working with her spirit and writing it down on paper, like what I
right, so
her?
Yeah, so what I'm getting at is spirit doesn't have a mind, okay? And so, okay, remember that. It has all knowledge of the universe. So you've got someone who's doing their best to communicate with you, get it out of them, okay? And that's how you start sorting information and compartmentalize it so it's digestible. So as an example, when we work with people that have been had their memories wiped, they have similar symptoms to what you're describing. So I don't care for the I don't care for what you're calling the problem. Mm-hmm. They see you're going to notice them, the white coats have put all of these in compartments, and that's not the way I look at it. Mm-hmm. Why is not recalibrating, reconfiguring so that there isn't this supposed disease? So the start with all those secret soldiers. We got wiped. We get writing a lot so that they can stop that circular processing plant and start compartmentalizing that emotional drama, which is supporting the disease. The emotions are the issue. This is a very emotional planet because the age of this version of humans is all the way down to the end of its evolutionary scale, and with it comes massive amounts of emotions. So that's my suggestion, is get those emotional bodies, so to speak, out of it, and then start assessing how you can be of support, is my opinion.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
I would like to add to that, if I may. Understand also that when you do the process Q is speaking of, always if the weather is permitting, go out into nature. Go into the forest. And sit down, both of you. Sit down next to a tree. And here's what I want you to do. Weather permitting, of course. You want her on one side of the tree with her back against it, bare feet flat on the ground. And you do the same on the opposite side of the tree. Mm-hmm. Now, what you want to do is you want to begin to open up the avenues of telepathy with your daughter. Yeah. Understand, epilepsy or autism or whatever you wish to call it, Down syndrome, all of this is a protection for that being. That being is quite intelligent. She's very intelligent. But what you call the autism that she's been diagnosed with is a protection for her. It's sort of a shield, if you will, against the negative.
Okay.
Now, by doing what I just said, have her sit on one side of the tree and you on the other, with your backs against, bare feet on the ground, if possible, your bare back against the trees as well, because you want to communicate your intention with the tree. And the tree will be a go-between you and your daughter. And so that is the purpose of being one on each side. And you explain this to her, and I'm quite sure she'll understand immediately. And she'll agree to it, and she'll do it. She'll be on one side, you'll be on the other side. Your bare feet flat on the ground, your bare back against the trees, and weather permitting, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in your inside, weather is not permitting. Your inside, back to back with each other, bare skin to each other, and do the same process as you would if you were out with a tree. You begin to open up the avenues of telepathy. You being the mother, her being the daughter, you're going to have a connection there. Very strong. So, weather permitting, go out with nature. Weather inclement, stay inside and do it. Either way, you want to make that connection.
Yes. Yes.
Do you concur, Q?
I do. Oh, are you talking? I didn't know who you were talking to.
I was speaking with Q.
Yeah. It's It's needless to say that as you work with the natural tools we have here, it's always going to help. Seen a lot of trees support healing for sure, and that conductivity to the electromagnetic etheric field of your planet, of course, and the network of trees combined is very powerful and very stabilizing. So I endorsed everything I heard there. And I support it, so hope that helps.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful from my heart.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you for your question, Joanna. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Our next question is coming from 606, ending in 9173. There we go. 9173.
Hello. Hello, beautiful family. This is Mary out of Kentucky.
Hello, Mary.
How are you all?
Great day.
Thank you. I'm so glad. I've got a question. I hope I can put it in words right. Okay, since we're in the frequency, high frequency, can we bring our loved ones that have ascended, can we bring them into our reality now with our highest intention?
Is this question for me, Jane?
Yes,
it is for you, Q.
Okay, so do you believe they've left somewhere?
Well, they have ascended.
So if we're all one, then they couldn't go anywhere, could they?
So you're saying they're here with us?
Yeah, so look at it a little differently. The form of that individual is the longing we're longing for, correct? The form, that expression of that person, etc., right?
Yeah.
So how could anything be gone if we're just right now is my question.
That's a biggie.
It's tough.
So we can bring them back in form to us. Right.
Okay.
Now.
So now, here's something that's very common right now. That expression of that individual and or individuality can recycle all the time through a reality. So I can assure you that everybody is pretty much still here if they don't understand how and or feel their way out of the recycling center of karma. Pretty much everybody's, no one's left. Okay, so they're either inner frequency or outer frequency somewhere, somehow. Okay, that's pretty normal. So your frequency band dictates the answer to your question. Are you inspired to be around individuals, fill in the blank, of the personality you're talking about? Remove identity, and that's how you rekindle those relationships. In most cases, not every, it's not a standard, but that's how you usually rekindle those relationships.
Well, I'm not really fully understanding that, but I'll re-listen to it. I'm really trying to understand this completely, how they are still with us, but we can't see them in form.
Right. So, Kim, can I just add to that? I think, because I kind of learned this lesson recently as well, Mary, there is no time or space.
But they're
I just
still
wanted
not
to add
form.
That.
It's just the feeling that they give you when they were with you before. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm trying to say is that there, you know, when one wakes up, or when you move into a higher frequency, you know, that love that you have for that individual, and that connection that you had, or you say you had with that individual, is always present. So everything is oneness. Everything is present.
I agree
present.
There.
Everything
I agree 100%
is, right.
with that. Yes.
Right.
Yes,
so
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
okay.
That,
I got
that
you.
Gotcha. You got it. All right. Good job. Good job.
I love you all so much. Thank you
love
so much.
Love you, too. Thank you, Q. Thank you. Thank you, Q. All right.
Thank you all.
All right. Let's go on to our next caller. That is 541 ending in 5448.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Tambi. I live in Oregon.
Bambi?
And my question is Tambi with a T as in Tom.
Oh, okay.
Tambi, like Tammy with a B.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
My question is for Q. I'm a stargazer, not through a telescope or anything, but I like to go outside and watch the stars, and I've noticed them moving and stuff. And so sometimes I'll go outside and I'll say, dance for me, and they will dance for me. And it just amazes me. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, God has decided to play with its universe is what that means.
Mm-hmm.
That's you, by the way.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Yeah, I'm doing my best to work with our communication here, but I assure you, all you are dreaming, you are you right now. It's the best I can do to give you some kind of clue how you participate with the universe. Dream it, and you will see it. Use your heart to do your dreaming, and it will materialize, I assure you.
Okay, because the same thing happens with the birds and stuff. I'll talk to them, and they actually listen to me. Pretty cool.
Beautiful.
Teach the other.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
Teach the other. I'll sign up as soon as you teach the others. I want a class.
Okay.
I will add to that, if I may, understand also, many people have asked, why do we not see ships in the sky? Well, I will give you a simplest example. If you go out to on a moonless night, and you go to above a tranquil lake that is still. If you look into it, the lake, you will see reflections of light. Those reflections of light are not stars, because stars do not reflect. However, ships do. So
wow.
Look into a tranquil lake, calm as glass, look into it like a mirror, and you will see all those ships that are in your night sky. There are many.
Wow, yeah, there are many. That's amazing. Thank you.
Beautiful.
I love you, and God
beautiful
bless
work.
You all.
Yeah, keep it up.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay, next caller is 403 ending in 6637. Thank you, Q and Zora, for staying here with us. 6637, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. Hello, Jane. It's Stanley here from Canada.
Hey, Stanley. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. I'm terrific. Hi, Zora, and hi, Q, as well. I was just wondering if what kind of a role, the synthetic nanoparticles, metallic particles, is that providing a good conduit for the AI, for the negative AI, and is that a stumbling block or a roadblock for a lot of this age of humanity towards, getting hacked all the time? And is that a pretty serious problem? And is that as easy to clean out the synthetic nanoparticles as a lot of the other toxins that we experience, I guess, is my question. for both Zora and...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Stanley, are you referring to a particular product?
No, no. I'm just talking about the nano... Oh,
just talking
nano,
about...
Yeah, the nanotoxicity that I think the entire globe has been exposed to, pretty much.
Okay.
It doesn't seem to clean out of the system as readily. You know, you can do a detox, but it doesn't seem to detox the nanoparticles with a lot of the conventional detox. So I just wanted to see what Zora might do.
All right, let's bring on, okay, Q, this is a really good question. Thank you, Stanley.
I suppose I'd probably err on the side of the holistic and or comprehensive impacts to the frogs in the pond, because I see a little bit bigger picture, and the agendas, of course, get a little grander, too. I look at the root cause of some of the engineering of some being the key word, some agendas to engineer the vessel of desire are a combination of the entire environment, water, air, et cetera, the hairspray you put on your head, all of it. Anything outside yourself is outside yourself. So I don't get too far in the weeds with a lot of these, although I have a good view of how they impact us. I will share with you an agenda that we can remove if we stay aware. I came to your planet in a vessel that you call a gray being. That is the agenda, to get you as a gray being that is very intelligent and does not procreate. And some of them have come back in time, and they're here now. And they work underground in some of your clone factories, etc. So the ultimate goal is to manipulate the we're getting too smart, okay? So this is absolutely super easy to solve. It's not even a blink in our eye to solve this, and that is, You just use your heart to make your decisions, and not one of these things can affect us, and we get savvier at not, let's say, sustaining the digestion of these elements that are outside of us, because you're a spirit. So spirit will support and protect you. Fear, doubt, judgment will not. Hope that helps.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. So by doing the commands and being paying attention and do the commands, you know, for perfect health, you know, every cell of the body and for every quantum of my being. What about as far as humanity that haven't been exposed or made aware of your commands? Is the nano playing a pretty detrimental role in, you know, preventing people from accessing their high self?
What does your heart tell you?
Well, I think it is. I think it's quite a problem. It's been around for...
The device that you have beside your head is doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
They're turning you into a radio. You're a radio. A mechanic. There's a synthetic goal here. They don't want you processing spirit. That's all that's going on here.
Yeah, and so I'm on board. Yeah, that resonates with me. So I guess what I'm looking at is the bigger picture for, you know, humanity. Is that something that we should be educating humanity on, is making them aware of the nano and its link to the dark side, the dark energies of AI?
with great respect, great appreciation, and great love, the more you believe it exists, the more it's going to exist. Okay? And so this is why I'm not real popular with folks off the planet, is because there's no way around bringing in more of your light to solve these problems. Yes, it's the long way. It's the comprehensive way. The long way is the short way. Okay? You've got to work and bring out more light in you to represent yourself here, and that is your protection device. Can't touch you when you go to a higher frequency, can you? It doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's right. And that's how I was going to actually preface my question. I'm not intending to give this any energy. That's good. Thank you.
You betcha.
Beautiful question. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Stan. Appreciate you. Say hi to Deanna.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Very nice. Very nice, Q. Hey, stay in the higher frequencies. All right. So our next caller now is 505 ending in 6428. 505? Hello? 505 ending in 6428. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Going
one. Again.
I figured that. Okay.
If there are other callers on the line, why don't you take them first? Because this is a follow-up call.
You'll be gone by then. We still have a bunch. Thank you very much, Richard. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Our next caller now is 561 ending in 3550. I'm sorry, that would be, there we go, yes. 561 ending in 3550, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, wonderful. Would it be okay to read a brief quote from Ron Amatron and ask the question? It's not very long.
Yes, could we ask you your name?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. It's Alma. I call from Florida.
Oh, Alma?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Very good. Go ahead.
All right. So thank you very much. So this is from Ron Amatron. Mm-hmm. So it goes like this. In the life, the ascension time will happen instantly. There is no date on it. You won't have any trauma. It's instant. The whole universe of light is turned off. So that could mean that there is darkness here. When they talk about out of the darkness came the light, well, that's sort of true, because in the universe of light, when there's no blueprint activated, it is like in the darkness, there is a void there. The darkness never created light, at least the dark that I'm talking about. The darkness is a dark side energy, which is a soulless energy. So my question to Q would be, is this what we refer to when you talk about our slate being wiped clean so that we get a fresh start?
Okay, I didn't understand the question. Can we try one more time, please? Thank you.
So you have several times mentioned our slate would be wiped clean so that we get a fresh start, and also referred to the last ascension cycle as BC and AC, so that there is type of a break. So is this what you're talking about, like what Ron is describing here when he says that the whole universe of light is turned off?
Okay, very good. So just for reference, when we observe the direction in which that communication is coming from, you're actually talking to the same person. So remove identity. You're talking to the light ship right now as an example. So we're never going to disagree because it's all from the same place, so to speak. So if that helps you a little bit. All of those teachings should be redundant to anything I say as well. I may use different words though. So as I feel the question, it would appear you want to know how does it work in its relationship to recognizing the ascension process. Is that correct?
Sure. Yeah. And and also, I think I just sort of tried to explain
that
there's some sort of break, right, between before and after the ascension, correct?
Okay. That's right. Okay, so real good. Hold me there if you don't mind. Okay, so what I get when I say these very limited words is your process in which you're going to go put intention towards, not to say you're going to Club Med, I'm saying your the way you're going to recognize your next intention might, for some, not exclusively, might appear like I don't have to do anything, because you don't. So that's what I'm doing my best to explain, is you just retool, so to speak, get more of all of you back, and then you'd make another decision. That's it. Or intention, or expression. There's no words to explain God in the English language. All that is, all that will ever be, can make a choice now, collectively or individually, that is ascension.
Right.
All the choices are yours, so to speak. You've made a choice to be here. You're in a vessel on planet Earth. This is just kind of a way to start up the engine again in the way you want to go. That's the best I can do.
Right. And can I just add on? Because he also says the darkness never created light, like you have said many times, or the matches, all of you. So where did it come from then? I've been trying to figure this out all my life. I mean, not that
duality.
It, but it's the duality. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So duality is the real answer. That's where it came from.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Uh-huh. All right. Bye-bye. All right. The next caller now is 323 ending in 5640. 5640. Hello, and...
Hello there. My name is Gerald from L.A. Jane, for you mainly, first part, is my galactic mentor, Galeb, recently told me the same thing that Zora has said and Dr. Tom said. The RV is done any day now. He also said on another conversation, I do soul travel, and I get visitors all the time. On another conversation, when I questioned him, got a little tip, I said, who are you? And he said, Jerry. He calls me Jerry. He says, thousands of years ago, many of us agreed to be here at this time to do our job, which put me in my place, which that's from that good friend. One of my visitors, if I may, for Judy of Texas. In fact, I have visitors here right now. And not too long ago, I was talking to a friend of mine in another state, and we soul traveled together, she and I, and I smelled beautiful, I guess roses, something, beautiful smell. And I said to my friend Vicky, I said, someone's here. And she's very astute. She's very tuned in. She said, that's Kalitha. She was a wife of yours another lifetime. And she went into a detail, a dissertation on what that was all about. And anyway, a few days later, a cleaner is here vacuuming my floors and said, Mr. Cooper, you have rose petals on your floor. Do you have roses? No, I don't. Where do they come from? Gee, I don't know. Thank you, little people, because they're around as well, playing the little cute little games. Anyway, pass it on to you, but I have visitors from the other side here from time to time, and just to pass it on for Judy or whoever else, they are loving, they are well, and that's my story, and I'm going to stick to it, and I pass the talking stick.
Beautiful. Did you want to say anything to Zora or Q?
Much, but not question, just conversation, but I'll pass it on to the next caller. Well, to
okay.
Zora. in some of his talks along the way, another story, because I'm full of stories, is he was talking about a while back putting your hands so far apart, feeling the magnetic pull, the energies. Well, in 1969-70, I'm in Sacramento, California, and driving with my two boys, we stopped by to see some friends. They're spiritualist ministers, also into the galactic scenario. And along the way, they said, let's do whether it's a ghost and things of that nature, let's do a table up. So three adults and the three kids put our hands on top of a very heavy oaken table, and in unison, table up. And some of them, three, it was very heavy, three legs came off of the ground, one stayed on, and one by one, we had our hands on top of the table, not under, not lifting. And one by one, we take our hands off, and my youngest boy, who was about 9 years old or so at the time, had one finger on top of the table, and that's three legs off of the ground. And as soon as he removed that one finger, the table dropped with a thud. And this is supporting Zora and some of the things he is saying, and Billy and Jane, on some of the things we're talking about, the energy that we possess. And at that time, I thought, who are we to be able to do this? Today we knew better. And again, I'll pass the talking if you don't mind. Thank you.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you for your stories. Beautiful, Gerald. Wonderful to hear that. All right. Again, it's all really about connecting with the power that you have as a god or goddess. It's amazing what we can do. All right. Thank you, Gerald. All right. Our next caller now is 954, ending in 1484. 1484. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Yes, this is Darlene.
Welcome.
Darlene. Hi, from Florida. I have a question.
Oh, Sally?
Darlene.
Oh, Darlene. Oh, hello, Darlene.
Right.
Okay.
Hi.
And your question is for?
For either Zora or Q. The other day I woke up and there was a being, and I couldn't move until I was able to say to him, who are you? As soon as I said, who are you, they disappeared. Can you tell me who they were, if they did anything to me?
Who would you like to direct this question to?
I guess I'll ask you.
Okay. Hello, Q. Are you still here with us?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes,
we can. Thank you.
The question is quite common, unfortunately, but this is a great tool for you, too. What does your heart tell you?
As far as what? Who they were?
No, let's focus on one component of it. Someone came into my bedroom and I didn't invite them, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what does your heart tell you? Does that sound like good news?
No.
Doesn't sound like good news, does it? Does it? Now look at your heart. This is the knowledge center opportunity here to grow it. In your heart, really don't try, just feel. Does that feel like somebody was messing with me? What does your heart tell you? Everybody listening already knows, and that's how we get all of our natural communications back and so forth. So what does your heart tell you?
So, yeah, I think that they tried, but when I was able to speak, they left.
All right, so the individual in this example was cutting and pasting time, and you caught him. That's exactly how they do it. So the overlap in which you're not supposed to see failed. So let's say I abducted you for 10 minutes, an hour, it doesn't really matter. When they cut and paste you back in, the body accepts the spirit again.
you caught them, okay, because you're a higher frequency being. They're all struggling to find space abducting us now. So you got to remember, we're at the end of the ascension cycle. The dark is getting frisky because they're running out of time, okay? You are getting really powerful all at the same time with the ascension cycle. So everything's getting juiced up. So the good get better and the dark get darker. And it's just a matter of not participating with them, which is timelines. The brain is usually the culprit, your environment, et cetera, et cetera. Hope that helps.
Okay. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you again, Q. Thank you. All right. Okay. Moving forward. We're almost finished here, guys. Well, hopefully. All right. Here we go. 202 ending in 5454. Hello? 5454. You're on the air.
Hi.
Yes.
This is Lee from Virginia. Can you hear me?
Lee. Did you say Lee?
From Virginia.
Okay.
Lee.
Yes.
From Virginia. Can you hear me?
Got it. Okay. Yes. We can hear you. Thank you, Lee.
Okay. This question is for Q. He told me when I have an when I talked to him on July or August, I guess, I was talking to him about my dog, Snoopy passed away on November. You told me he is very tired, and he passed, and I was asking God if he is going to come back. And I had a dream because I was asking if he can come back as a human being or another animal, like a dog. And the answer was that I was in a place that probably is another house. I don't know. And I was opening the door because somebody was coming to the front door. And I feel between my feet a dog, and he looked like Snoopy was a beagle as well, black and white only, because Snoopy was brown, black and white. And I carried him and I said, "Snoopy, you came back." And he started doing this like a baby. So I understood that he's coming later on. Is a fantasy of my heart or my brain or something, or it could be possible? How can I know if he's coming back?
Okay, I'm probably not the best person to discuss this because the answer is really has nothing to do with the experience and expression of Earth. No one's gone anywhere. You don't die. Nobody's disappeared. And so the conditions of these emotions are self-generated. So that is actually some of the confusion outside of our reality. They want to know why we're so worried about dying. They can't figure that out. How come they don't know that they live forever? That includes dogs. So, dear one, I have great respect and appreciation for your emotions, but they're generated by you through the head. You can't lose anything. They haven't gone anywhere. You may be sad about the identity, and the emotions that come with that are absolutely one of the values of being this type of human. But I assure you, dear one, no one has disappeared. And it's up to that, this individual will decide if it wants to come back in individuality or collective. Maybe the individual would like to be a tree fairy next time, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. I know he's going energy. And I feel
yep.
him here because when I
do my meditations, and I was about to fall asleep, and he barked on my face to wake me up. So I feel him very close.
Yes. So here's an opportunity as well, is we're starting, through the ascension process, we're starting to recognize our legacy relationships as well. So a lot of people are saying, hey, wait a minute, pretty sure that gentleman there and I used to have a relationship. It just feels natural. And you can do that through the etheric as well. So these individuals can communicate with you if your heart is open, collectively and individuality. Again, the emotions are a human issue, though, generated from the brain, because you can't actually miss anything unless you create it in your head. And I know it's not fun to talk to me about these kind of things because I come across as rigid and or frigid and or brutally honest. But from our point of view, you live forever. You just get another experience, and it's an unbelievable exercise of fantastic creation. Please, dear one, they're always with you. I hope that helps.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Lee. Thank you very much, Q. You know, Q, I think when you speak about identity in terms of who we are, and that in spirit we don't have an identity, and you've said that so many times. And I guess eventually it does click with people, you know, and maybe it clicks and then, you know, something else comes up where you feel saddened because someone has passed on or whatever, whatever that word one uses or ascends, but and then they feel that they are completely lost, but they're not. Yeah, so it's again that evolution in understanding really who you are as spirit, and you're not the mind. So anyway,
yeah,
I guess go ahead.
Yeah, it's such a fun conversation because you instantly say how many times have you been a dog and how many times have you been a human, and it's just outstanding to see it from this perspective. And this is how we grow, is recognizing that everyone has got a new identity every single step of creation. There's always going to be some kind of representation of your expression, right?
Yes. But
that's God.
Yes, you bet. And I think that's where we're moving more and more into the higher, or we want to call it, frequencies of that pure understanding, and Zora speaks of it, and you speak of it all the time as well. So thank you so much for all of the teachings. Both of you have given all of us to understand that we are spirit beings, and there's never been any separation. There's never been that individual identity except for our experience here. So there is no separation in regards to people or others that you already see suffering, and you see that, you know, their end, so to speak, or dying is imminent. But remember that you are spirit and they are spirit. We are more than the body. The body is just a vessel. We are absolutely spirit. So no separation. We are only love. Right, Source? Okay. So let's go ahead on to the next question coming from 530 ending in 2011. All right.
Hello, Q, Willie, Jane,
yes,
and Zora. Zora,
yep.
I want to thank you
good day
for all you do. My question to Q, if you eat meat, does that affect your ascension?
Yeah, the diet questions are fun for me because I encourage you to look in the mirror and ask yourself that. What does it feel like to you?
Well, I know that my body was hurting. I was shoveling snow, and I felt real weak, and I wasn't getting the nutrients that I was getting out of vegetables and other things. And so I switched over to meat, and my muscles, my body quit hurting. I started feeling stronger. And so I don't know. I'm just, you know, I feel just the same as plants almost as I do animals too. I don't want to harm a plant either.
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
My stance on this is usually the same. I haven't seen a difference yet, at least, is the diversity of type of humans here has favored some of these diets and others not. So some people can't eat meat, as an example. They'll get sick, not to say that they don't want to. At the end of the day, you're going to have to come to terms with, if you're eating another being, it has an epigenetic recording system in it, and you're eating the history of that being. So how does that feel when you go to eat meat now?
It hits me sick to my stomach.
Right, so let's say we eat an animal that's been stressed out its whole life. You're going to digest stress. You're going to process it into your physical being. So main encouragement is use blessings and many tools you have. Ultimately, everything wants to support everything in the universe. That's how synchronicity works. I highly suggest using your abilities, infusing, if you are on a meat diet, infusing it with your natural calibration configuration to make it clean, so to speak, and or balanced and or positively charged for you. So ultimately, you'll notice the Native Americans, when they put down a elk or a moose, certainly the Canadian Native Americans, if you will, they always praise their game and thank them for giving them sustenance in life. So that's an example of a genetic lineage that has favored a meat diet for most of its experience here. So I'm not too quick to cut people off of meat just because of my overview of the different diversities of genetics here. But at the end of the day, you still have to look at energetics as a key component to another being being consumed by another being. So I hope that helps.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much. And
beautiful.
Thank you guys for all you do. And have a magna glorious loving day.
You as well. Thank you for that. Thank you for your question. All right. That comes. This brings us to the end of our call for today. And we want to thank everyone who was here for an opportunity to be able to speak with Q and with Zora. So let's, oh, dear. I knew it. I just knew that was going to happen. All right. This is it. Last caller. Let me see. I have 805 ending in 0153. Hello. 0153.
Hello.
You are our last caller. Yes.
Hello, family.
Yes. And
this
you
is
are.
Carol.
Hello.
Oh, this is Carol. Can you hear me?
All right. We can hear you.
Yes. My question is, are we able to avoid abduction by carrying a crystal with us all the time and also by placing one under our pillow to sleep at night?
I think that this question is for you, Q. Let's see if Q is still here.
Forgive me. Yes. So thank you for the question. Very, very appreciative. Most of us have many different modalities to stay present in this realm and or be at peace. There's many, many different ways to do it. My suggestion is you just raise your frequency. But that is an outstanding tool you've represented. You don't need a whole bag of stones to do it. One crystal can support you, no problem. a lot of the kids born today, they materialize a crystal within the first couple of years of their life. Sometimes it follows them, it comes into their reality, and they know exactly what to do with it. Certainly in the Atlantean times, that was very popular. Everyone had a crystal and they slept with it. But it has to be energized and directed and coached and or love you just like you love it. And, of course, you know how to do that if you're already playing with crystals. And neutralize it. It'll support you however you want. Hope that helps.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Makes me very happy.
All right.
Love
okay.
you. Okay, we love you too.
Uh-huh.
All right, Q. All right, let's call it a night. I call it a day. We want to thank you so much. And Zora, you as well. And do you have any final words for everyone for this day?
It is always an honor to join these shows. My great, great respect and appreciation for Zoya and Zora and their tenure holding space for all of us. It's amazing that they work with us as best they can and still do it over and over and over again. I'm just so impressed. My great love to you all that are listening.
And how about one command and for all of us together with you, Q, please? I love it. We love it.
When we feel what is desired in you with this direction of our source, feel what you need in this one, please. Feel our great intentions together. Feel our unbelievable capacities. We command our spirits to work with all of us now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great day. And so it will be.
Thank you. Beautiful, Q. Thank you so much for today. We love you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. All right. Ooh, that was beautiful. All right. I think... people can go ahead and let go of the call. And I was going to bring you in, Zora. So I was going to ask you, Zora, as well, what you would like to say for our group before we let go.
Just remember who you are. You are realized gods and goddesses. Now you need to step up to the plate, so to speak, and exercise your power. Take back your world. It's your world. You created it. Now it's time to take it back from the dark side. And you know how to do it.
You want to do a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, please, Sora? Please?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Receive!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We all receive the message from Zora.
Okay. Whenever we have a call, all of you out there, whenever we have a call where I am involved, make sure you have your headbands on if you have them.
If you don't have them, please get one. I cannot tell you how valuable that is to me. And as we raise our frequencies and consciousness,
tell them
more,
how valuable it is
the
for
more.
You to have one.
Well, I feel so very connected in frequency with it. It makes me feel more elevated. It certainly is healing and balancing than prior to my growth. It used to be at the very beginning that I didn't really quite understand what it was going to do, so I would lay it down and not use it and look at it. And if I'm reminded, Billy would remind me, Zora would remind me, I'll put it on. And it felt pretty nice. you know, I said, oh, yeah, this is pretty cool. I mean, that feels nice. You know, there wasn't anything that I could really feel from it. But I think as we move more and more into higher levels of awareness and consciousness and frequency and understand more that we are changing more and more into crystalline instead and leaving behind the carbon part of our who we are, more crystalline. So then we resonate more and more with crystals. And especially this divine gift from Zora that Zoray had created, which is the headband, and that you could wear anywhere you want and really continue to feel that energy always with you. It's a high vibrational frequency, and it really does help you to see, to help to balance you and see things more clearly coming from the heart mind. So the heart and the mind is connected, whereas where it really is, where the heart speaks more, because as Zora has always said, the brain is just a vault of knowledge. So, yes, it's invaluable to me now. That's all. So with that, everyone have a great, great day, and much love to everyone. Until we see you soon, I will be having a call with Dr. Brady this week. So I'll give information out to everyone again, probably no later than Tuesday. So with that, everyone, enjoy, be loved, and really, really know you are spirit. We are each spirit, so there's no separation. Even if people decide to ascend now, they are always here, always with us all the time. Pet or individual. Okay. With that, lots of love. Bye-bye. I don't know what happened there. I guess I didn't really turn it off.